Okay, welcome back everyone, or I guess at least welcome back for myself, back from the Sunshine State. I missed all the snow yesterday, but Baruch Hashem. Okay, so if you guys saw all your emails probably yesterday, you probably saw, I mean, at least I got 3 or 4 emails talking about on the Tuesday Parshas Peshalach, there's a skula brought down by Rabbi Nachum Mendel Rimanov to say Parshas Haman. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a skula to do it. There's an Indian, a lot of people do it every day, but specifically yesterday, so I thought maybe we'll deal with something to do with that. Because we know the Parshas Haman happens to fall out in this week's Parsha. Basically, there was a shul that had the custom to sell the aliyahs. You know, maybe in the shuls that we grew up in, they sell the aliyahs on Yontif. But in this shul, they sold the aliyahs every Shabbos. Man decided, you know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Peshalach. You know, and I know in Chamishi has the tremendous bracha of Parshas Haman, which is a skula for Parnassa. So you know what? I'm gonna bid on Chamishi, so I get the Parshas Haman, so I get the skula, so I get that aliyah. Finally, Baruch Hashem, he wins the bidding. You can only imagine he's very excited. He gets up to the bima. And what happens? The guy, the Baal Kori starts reading a few psukah. And what happens? He stops right before the Parshas Haman, right before all the reason why he bought the aliyah in the first place. The guy's fuming, because what happened was is the Gabbai decided to make a hefzik. He said, "Oh, sometimes we make hefziks, and we have to give more people aliyahs, this and that, whatever." And we decided to give the Parshas Haman to someone else. So the guy goes, "That's very nice, but I'm not paying now for the aliyah. I paid to have the Parshas Haman aliyah. I didn't pay to have these 2 or 3 psukim, even though every aliyah is very very chashu, very important. But I wanted to have the Parshas Haman aliyah. So now, what happens? Does he have to pay now for the aliyah, or?" It could be that maybe it's a mekach taos. Maybe it could be that it's a bad deal, because he thought that he was getting something, and he didn't get it. He really didn't get it at the end. So the guy is very upset. No, they said, "I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you have to pay." So they came to Zubrasin to see who is right. So Zubrasin said, basically, when it really comes down to, what does the shul usually do? Does the shul usually make these subdivisions in their aliyahs? Do they usually sell their aliyahs and then make hefsekim or whatever it is, and then have more than 7 aliyahs? Because if he did do that, then he should have realized that this could happen, and said specifically by saying, "I'm buying this aliyah to have the Parshas Haman." The fact that he just said, "I want Chamishi," the Gabbai is not supposed to read his mind, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Mem Tesam and Beis, Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim, right? Things that you are in your heart. They're not actually words. You have to say it. So if they usually do that, then he has to pay. But however, if the shul usually only calls the minimum of 7 people to the Torah and normally doesn't subdivide the aliyahs, then the man has a very rightful claim, because he thought that he was buying chamishi, and it's something that they've always done, and he's not going to have to pay. At the end of the day, Zubrasin ruled that even so, since the auction of the aliyahs is essentially a sale, and it follows the general rules of a sale, the buyer can't rely on the seller, right, to say, "Oh, the seller meant this, meant that." If he wanted to have the aliyah of Parshas Haman, because there's a school for Parnassa, then he should have said it. The fact that he didn't explicitly say it, that he wanted to buy the Parshas Haman, Rav Zubrasin ruled that he would still have to pay for this aliyah. So, Mirtz Hashem, any aliyah we get, we should take it for granted, because every aliyah is a tremendous thing. And Mirtz Hashem, it's always follow the skulas from our forefathers. School is not sometimes people say, "Oh, school is a skula." School is a very chashuv thing, especially brought down by tzaddikim such as Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov. Shmizocha, Mirtz Hashem, shmizocha, that all of our lives should be uplifted by all the menhagim and all schools from all from our ancestors, from our avos, and our avos hakadoshim. Shkoyach.